going to study for our first social studies test, Unit 1, Chapter 1, the Southwest. And some of the information that you're going to be needing to know is found right on your study guides. Why don't you go ahead and take that out? Let's go ahead and go over all 13 questions as well as review the states and capitals for the states in the Southwest. So the very first question on the study guide is, what is a pipe that carries water from a lake to a town? And the answer to that is an aqueduct. And remember that an aqueduct is a canal or pipe that carries the water to cities and farms, and that is usually underground. It comes from an aquifer, which is the underground layers of rock or sand that trap the rainwater, and that's how they're able to get enough rain or get enough water to provide water for their cities and towns. So an aqueduct is the pipe that carries the water from the lake to the town. Number two, what caused the Dust Bowl? Well, the Dust Bowl isn't actually a big bowl full of dust. It is the drought in the 1930s that took a lot of the crops and fields and dried them up, and all of the people had to end up moving out of the farming areas in order to find new jobs because their crops dried up. So the Dust Bowl was caused by a drought, which is a lack of rain. Question number three. What products are made from crude oil? Remember, crude oil can't be used right away. It's got to be turned into something. And the two products that we talked about being generated from crude oil is gasoline that you use in your cars and other appliances, as well as the oil that we use to heat our houses. Question number four. Why does a cactus store water in its trunk? Well, we talked a lot about the desert and that you can find these things in the desert, and a lot of animals and plants that are living in the desert have to do somewhat strange things to us in order to help them survive. So why does a cactus store water in its trunk? To help it survive. It stores the water in case it doesn't rain for a long time, which is usually how it goes in the desert, and that way it can use its water when it needs to. Question number five kind of goes with question number four. Where can you find a cactus? In the desert. That's why it has that special adaptation to help it survive by storing its water in its trunk. Question number six. When a river flows through stone, what forms? Well, it's usually a steep, narrow trench to begin with. It gets wider and wider, and it ends up becoming a canyon. So it doesn't become a canyon right away. That forms over a long period of time. But when a river flows through that stone, it ends up being a canyon. Question number seven. How are all canyons, mesas, and buttes formed? One of the very important vocabulary words that we discussed was erosion. And erosion is the slow wearing away of soil because of water or wind, and we talked mostly about it being water since the river, the Colorado River, flows through the Southwest, forming the Grand Canyon. So that's why those were all discussed in that same Southwest chapter. Number eight, which river drops more than 1,000 feet in elevation? That river was one of the main rivers we talked about, and that's the Colorado River. And even though Colorado isn't in the Southwest, the Colorado River does flow through the southwestern states. So that's the one that talked about doing a lot of the whitewater rafting. And whitewater rafting would be pretty fun on the Colorado River since it does drop so much in elevation, causing it to go down the mountain really quickly and take you on a fun ride. Number nine. What are two of the most important resources found in the Southwest? Now, we talked a lot about some different resources that the Southwest has, and they do have some crops, not a whole lot, but in some areas where it's not as dry, we did talk about several of the crops. But those aren't two of the most important resources. The two most important resources were minerals and oil. Number 10, what is one sign of an underground aquifer? Well, if things are underground, you can't really see them. So how do you know that there's an aquifer down there? You look for a natural spring. When you see that bubbling up, then you know there's water down there, and that's usually because of an aquifer. So the way that they get to that is by digging a well and then using that aqueduct from question number one to pipe that to cities and farms where they need the water. Number 11. Why did the nation's supply of oil grow after 1901? Well, in 1901, that's when Texas struck black gold, and we know black gold as oil. So Texas discovered oil, and all of a sudden, our nation had a little bit more than it did before. So Texas oil was discovered in 1901, causing our nation's supply to grow. Number 12 and number 13 have to do with the skill that we learned from this chapter. And the skill that we really studied was learning about latitude and longitude. Now, let's just quickly review those two things. Latitude are the lines that run side to side, with the equator being the main line of latitude with a 0 degree. Now, latitude lines have north or south labels. And if you go up, obviously you're going north, and if you go down, you're going south. So the United States is north of the equator, so we have all of our lines of latitude ending with north. Lines of longitude are the ones that go long ways. That's how we remembered, and they're going up and down. The prime meridian is the main one, the one in the very middle with the 0 degree. And all of the lines of longitude have an east or west label. Now, we know that the United States is west of the prime meridian, so we have all of our lines of longitude ending with west. So number 12, it asked, what was another name for lines of latitude? And the book talked about it being parallels. They were called parallels. And we know that parallel lines from math don't ever cross, and neither do lines of latitude. Number 13, where do you start measuring lines of longitude? Well, lines of longitude, remember, starts at the prime meridian. That's the one that goes up and down. Equator goes around the middle, side to side, and prime meridian is the one going up and down. Those are all of the things that you need to know for your actual Unit 1, Chapter 1 test. But don't forget, you also have to know the states and capitals of the Southwest states. So let's go ahead and review those really quickly so that you make sure you know them. You need to know the state name, its capital, and its postal abbreviation. You need to be able to find those on the United States map. So it's important for you to know what is next to what. So we're going to start all the way in the west of the Southwest states, and we're going to work our way east as we would travel toward Illinois. So the first one on the furthest to the west is Arizona. And Arizona's capital is Phoenix. And the postal abbreviation, remember, both capital letters, AZ. Right next to Arizona is New Mexico. And New Mexico's state capital is Santa Fe. And Santa Fe, and New Mexico's state postal abbreviation is NM, which is kind of an easier one to remember because New Mexico has the beginning letters of N and M. So that makes it kind of easy. The next one is Texas. We're still traveling west, and Texas is next in line. And the state capital for Texas is Austin, and the postal abbreviation is TX. Now, just north of Texas is Oklahoma, and that's how you would start to travel up toward Illinois, where we're located. You would drive through Oklahoma. So Oklahoma has the state capital of Oklahoma City. That one's kind of an easy one to remember since its city matches its state name. And its postal abbreviation is OK. Those are all of the things you need to know for your test. Make sure you study. Go over that study guide. Use your book if you need to, and make sure you look over that map so you know exactly where the states are located. You will need to be able to shade them in on the United States map.